It's the Mad Men DVD review.
It definitely is, because it's Saturday morning and Ben Zamba's in the studio. What's up, Ben? How you doing?
Good. Just came from Other's Way.
Well, you came straight from the festival.
No, I wish I left a bit early, actually. Tried to get a little bit of sleep.
Very sensible.
Unlike you.
Yeah, exactly right. You're exactly right. I have not had a lot of sleep. But hey, them's the breaks. What did you see last night?
I saw The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
So you went home from the festival to watch a movie?
Oh, I saw it beforehand.
Okay, but I was just going to say, did you see anything good last night?
Musician-wise.
Yeah, musician-wise.
I really like Lawrence Arabia.
Did you stick around?
Really
for
fun at his set.
Oh, so you play late, so you went did get home that early, let's be honest.
No, after one.
Oh, that's all good.
Yeah.
So was that the highlight, Lawrence Arabia?
Jonathan Bree was good.
Yeah, Jonathan Bree, amazing staging, I gotta say.
Yeah, dances and everything.
Dances.
Lots of smoke machines and
always a good
costumes.
Look. Yeah.
I'm sure it would have been very difficult to organize.
I can say from a modicum of experience, it wasn't easy. The hardest part was convincing the stagehands to get on board, you know what I mean? They're always a little bit cynical when it comes to like putting 12 people on stage somehow.
Yeah, it was a bit crowded, but they did manage to get all on there.
Yeah, it looked like everyone had fun. That's the main thing, I think, you know? All right, let's do the Madman DVD review. So what are we reviewing today, Ben?
The Tale of Princess Kaguya.
You said that earlier.
It's one of the more recent Studio Ghibli ones, but perhaps one people haven't heard of because it's a little bit unconventional. It's not like the other ones. It's actually animated with charcoal rather than like traditional cell animation. So it's got a distinctive look that sets it apart from the other movies and has some truly stunning sequences. Beautiful to look at. It's amazing.
I saw it at the film festival a couple of years ago. I think it was at the film festival maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And I actually saw it once and then I went and saw it another time. I liked it so much.
Was it good seeing it on the big screen?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you say, there's a couple of sequences with the charcoal that are just incredible, really. Like, I guess...
Her nightmare.
Some expressionism or something. Like she,
yeah, it'd be really, like,
yeah, it's vivid and amazing. Yeah. A little bit scary. I guess it's different from other Ghiblis because it's not really... I don't know, not like a Disney. There's no, like, fable. It's not cartoonish. It's sort of... Well, maybe it is a fable. I don't know.
I was going to say, it's kind of, from first glance, it's kind of like a fairy tale structure. You know, it's a bamboo cutter, a peasant is in the forest cutting down bamboo, and he cuts a stalk open and finds a tiny baby girl. And she grows up very quickly, earning her the nickname Little Bamboo, but he calls her Princess, and becomes destined for a life of royalty, nobility, which she is not too happy with, but she's like a spirit. She is unique, and she's not happy to be restrained in this way. So she's like, certainly fantastical, certainly fantasy, but the story is, like, I wouldn't say most kids would get too much out of it, because it is like a long movie.
Right.
It's not like a hour and a half, you know, animated thing. This is 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah, it's got some adult themes, maybe.
Yeah, certainly adult themes. A little bit of exposed nipples and breastfeeding.
Whoa, hold the phone.
Yeah. I'm sure that wouldn't get past the Disney senses.
Yeah, no way, Jose. Well, I mean, it's also kind of, I guess there's no really, it's quite a sad film. I thought it's quite a sad film.
That's the other part of it, is that the movie, once you get past
the nipples and the breastfeeding, the
fairy tale-ness of it, I was going to say, it's actually a serious movie about life itself and feeling loss and feeling happiness and how they're one and the same, because all Princess Kaguya wants is to experience life and to experience feelings and experience emotions, and that becomes very clear towards the end of the movie. I won't say exactly how, but it's tragic, really. And yeah. I actually found myself crying when I saw it.
Oh, that's always a sign of, you know, that's a movie that moves you, you know?
Yeah, Ghibli movies often do that. Not many other movies do, but that one did. And that final scene really got to me. It was great.
I also like the music in that final scene, just as a strange aside.
It's like a bit of a, strange, it's like not, oh well.
Yeah, I can't think of the words. Yeah, we can't really explain it without giving it away, can we?
Yeah.
But there's an interesting like theme song.
Certainly like a contrast.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I mean, again, you wouldn't see that in a conventional movie. It's like a little bit more than that.
So, Ben, I know you don't give a star rating. We don't do that. We don't cheapen films by reducing them to a drag race. But who would you recommend this to?
The Tale of Princess Kaguya. Certainly for Ghibli fans, it's one to cross off the list.
It's not definitely a Miyazaki, though, is it? It's not like a...
No, it's Isao Takahata, I believe.
Yeah, it's Isao Takahata.
Yeah.
I Wikipedia,
he
I don't
is the
know
other,
that.
He is the other big director at Ghibli, and he's done some amazing movies. Definitely rivals Miyazaki in artistic scope and vision, and he makes effective, heartbreaking movies, definitely. He made Grave of the Fireflies. He made Only Yesterday. He made Whisper of the Heart, which I did last week, another sad movie. He is just as skillful at manipulating human emotion.
He maybe doesn't have as many cute characters in his films, you know, he doesn't have sort of, I guess, these fantastical, like, mystical creatures the same way Miyazaki does. More human, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's not, he has taken a back seat to Miyazaki. His movies often have drifted into more impressionistic style, I think, like more reduced, focusing on just like the bare essentials, like some of his other movies. I haven't seen My Neighbor's Yamada.
I've seen My Neighbor's Yamada. It's hard one to recommend because it's just basically a series of vignettes of a family, like a teenager growing up and a young kid becoming a teenager and then an adult.
Yeah, but it's like a very reduced style. It's like, it looks like a comic book strip. It was based off a comic book strip, and they keep the art style. It's just like simple lines, and he made a movie like that.
Well, I mean, how does this rate in the Ghibli canon for you, Ben?
Certainly is one that was emotionally effective, very emotionally effective. I'd rate it up there. I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's all you need to say, I guess. You recommend it to, I mean, I recommend it to my friends.
I recommend it to my friends, not necessarily kids, but mature people who can sit through a longish movie and just appreciate the beauty of it and the ideas it makes arise.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And it's one of those animated films that doesn't really feel like an animated film somehow. I guess it's because it's more dramatic than, like, cartoonish. If that makes sense?
Yeah, it transcends the limitations of the medium.
All right.
To tell human stories.
Well, this film, The Tale of Princess Kaguya, is playing at the Celebrate Studio Ghibli Film Festival, which is taking place right now at the Academy Cinema downtown. It's under the library, if you didn't know. And we actually have a double pass to give away. So, lucky you, listener. You could win this pass. Ben, should we ask a question or should we just give it to a number? What do you think?
I feel like ringing in is an accomplishment enough, and we shouldn't necessarily ask a question.
All right,
it's
all right.
Up to you. It's your show.
All right, let's get a phone call. Let's get a phone call. See if we can give this ticket away. The phone number is 309-3879. If you'd like to go and see a film.
And you can go and see any film with this double pass.
That's right. You don't have to necessarily go see The Tale of Princess Kaguya. You can take
your
kids.
You think it sounds like crap. You can go anything.
Hey. Not so harsh on the sounds like crap. Ixnay on the sounds like crap buzz. We're just going to play this Kane Strang song, and then we'll come right back and we'll take a caller for this ticket. Ben, did you see him last night?
Yeah, I did.
How was he?
I had to leave just a couple of minutes early to set up for Jonathan Bree, but he was really good.
Up and comer, Kane Strang, Young BFM. Thank you, Ben. Yeah. So we got a double pass to go see a film at the Academy Cinema whenever you like, really. So there's no time restriction on that. Give us a call on 309-3879. And man, we're not even going to ask you a question. This right here is Look Blue, Go Purple. And the song is called Grace. Flying Nun classic. Hello, BFM.
Hello, I'd like to win a pass.
You'd like to win a double pass to go see a film?
I'd love to, yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You can win a pass to go see a film at the Celebrate Studio Ghibli Film Festival. Congratulations. We'll take you off here and get your details. Thanks for calling.
Love your beard, man. Coming along real nice.
Yeah, it's my new Melancholy Forever macadamia nut beard oil.
Yeah, man, I've been rubbing macadamia nut oil all over my tattoos. Keeps them so moist.
Lit AF. Have you tried rubbing lavender on them?
Nah, but have you tried these new barista socks? They've upped my latte art game so hard.
So lit, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I also use them as a scrunchie to keep my cinnamon bun up nice and high.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but there's customers waiting. Also, I thought I told you to put these beard nets on. We don't want to have the health department here again. We're getting enough shit about the cracks in the Whanganui clay ceramic latte bowls already.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss. Sorry.
Being a barista isn't as easy as it looks. Take yourself more seriously with Coffee Supreme.
The Cold Cut Solid Steel Show, the worldwide oral institution that's one of the longest-running mix shows on the dial. Arriving fresh each week with a bounty of the broadest beats currently banging the globe. Playlists posted regularly on 95bfm.com for your referencing pleasure. The Cold Cut Solid Steel Show, 2 hours of melted down, mashed up musical madness. 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. every Saturday night on 95BFM. Solid.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309-4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.